86, and I'm interviewing Mr. Neil Pickett at his home in Dieball. My name is Megan Lambert.
It's pretty long. He's not going to hang himself in that.
For some reason. Oh, I got this. This is something that you probably haven't seen. Megan?
1970, Texas Development Council.
No, I haven't seen that.
It shows what we did with respect to, Margaret, what is this designation right here?
DET Overall Economic Development Program.
Here are the items. And then what is that one?
Economic Development.
Well, there's another one here that I was interested in that... Well, it's over here a little farther. But what is this right here?
Environmental quality.
That is something that you...
Yes.
...are interested in because the environment changes so much when people begin... Maybe not owning, like over here in the, what's the name of that project that Arthur Temple and I did?
The Walter Allen project?
Walter Allen. Mm-hmm. That was the first place where people, some people, had indoor toilets and where they had kitchens, and they called it central heat.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was one of those gas flares inside the house.
Yeah.
It was a stove. It really wasn't central heat. But to them, it was central heat. But in the environmental, and more importantly, with respect to family living, it was the first time a black family had the opportunity of mother and father sleeping and living in this room and the kids in another room.
Now, talk about quality of life. That really helps, I'm sure. I can't think of any one thing that would help more.
Megan, don't you imagine that helped more than anything under the sun?
I do.
And I think I was happy to know that, and I'm not almost anything else. You'll have to excuse me. I can't tell one memorandum from the other. This, I think, I'm sure, is my...
It starts
if it's that big, that's
FHA.
Yeah. And this is DET. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I think if you and Margaret will excuse me for saying so, I think that this is one of the better examples of where the government, two branches of the government, with a local, not only the authority, but Megan, there's more to building a town than for Arthur Temple to say, Megan, you can have a house. Margaret, you can have a house. Neil, you can have a house.
Absolutely.
There's more to it.
Yeah.
And I think in the economic development and in the FHA, we had over $130 million. I think you have a note someplace in there.
Yes.
$130 million worth of work. But you don't know what it meant. I have had women with tears in their eyes almost say, I sure do thank y'all for the gas that we've got here and for the... And until you had some kind of a house, it wouldn't come in with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And then electricity would come in.
Yeah.
And little old town of Shepherd down here had never had sewers. And just no sewage disposal system. And the young guy was mayor of the town. He was the pharmacist, too. Dad owned the pharmacist. Owned the store, but the youngster had finished at Baylor and was mayor. And he had worked at that store at 7 o'clock, and Morgan and I would go down, and maybe we'd get our meeting going at 9 o'clock at night and stay at 11 or 12 o'clock. But we finally worked out something to where they could have a sewage disposal system, and you would have thought that they had been given title. First National Bank Houston or something else. And I got such a thrill out of it. But you want to ask them. You haven't got me on, have you?
I've got you on, but I haven't been able to get a question in edgewise yet. But
well, that's my connection with this Yarbrough member of my family.
Yeah.
You know, she's a sister of Ralph Yarbrough.
I know, and I met him at a party in Austin one time, and it was one of the most delightful experiences I ever had in Austin. I really enjoyed meeting your brother.
Well, you would surely like. He was in the Senate 14 years.
You'd like to see his what he wrote in front is about Texas.
Margaret. Show it to her.
I would like to see it, and I'd like to ask you about his activities in connection to the Big Thicket sometime, too.
Oh, that's another story. We don't want another story, though. I'll tell you. He and Charlie Wilson had it round and around and around, and Ralph won.
Yep.
Ralph didn't win all, but had Ralph not been in the United States Senate, there would be no Big Thicket today.
I believe it. I know it.
He is solely, I'll bet you a nickel, Arthur Temple would say yes. Of course, Arthur Temple would have benefited more than anybody else because he would have been cutting all that wood over there. But I've never found that Arthur was a butcher. I never found that he wanted to go in and tear things up.
No.
Margaret, you want to?
I don't know whether you have time to read this right now or not, but you're...
Sure, let me
just... Just a second.
Let me...
A copy of this from the... At Texas Magazine long ago, or do you have it in mind?
I have it. Becky gave it to me when I first started this project. And so I've got it here in a folder.
I think it says so beautiful what we want.
I've also got a copy of the Walter Allen story. Who wrote that? Was that Elaine Jackson?
No, that came from FHA, didn't it?
I just don't know. What I have is just a typescript.
Oh, Margaret...
But I think you have here something. Let me see if that's the same thing. Yes, it is. Okay, it comes from FHA in Houston.
Well, I was the director, and if I didn't write it, I dictated everything except facts and figures. And
there's some good pictures in there, yeah.
Does it go into the facts and the figures?
Yes,
they
it does.
Made the pictures for me. They sent me the pictures to Houston.
Yeah, there are a lot of nice quotes in here. Many's the winter night I got precious little sleep because I had to keep that old stove poked up to keep from freezing.
Do you have a copy of that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, I guess I gave Becky. You know...
I got it from the library. I got it from Brenda.
Oh, well, it's from my files, our files?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Megan... I'm very close to that bunch in the archives in Houston, and they paid us a pretty nice compliment. They said that the ticket collection now is being rated as fourth, and you know they've had people down there, Jesse Jones
yes.
and all, but Margaret will tell you, with tears in her eyes, that I've never thrown away anything.
I don't see tears. I see a set to her jaw.
And we've got some of the most doggonest things that you ever read. And when I was mayor, I got some real nasty letters. And I answered them.
Uh-huh.
Mean letters.
Uh-huh.
And I answered them. They're all in those files.
Really?
They were in those files.
Oh.
They were giving me heck. And I answered it. So that seems to me to be fair.
Yeah, well, is this Mr. Marchiafava who's taking care of it? Yeah.
And Tom... Krennic.
Oh, I haven't met him.
Haven't you met him?
I met Marchiafava. I think he'll do a good job.
For a long time, I want to show you what we did. Margaret and I have just gone nearly crazy. We've had a lot of people to help us, but we made a file for...
Uh-huh.
We made a file for Dieball. We made a file for Houston. We made a file for Nacogdoches. And we made a file for Brazoria Library, and then we made a family file. And they're all in boxes like the one you got.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the one in Houston, they sent a van up here, Machivaro, and Tom came up, and they got a van nearly full of stuff from here and from my office over yonder. I had to sign a memorandum.
Release.
Because I've got letters in there that people were writing me about somebody else, you know, and as mayor, I reduced the light rates and the telephone rates and the gas rates and the bus rates. In other words, I whip Maul Bell, Houston Lighting and Power, Columbia Gas, and the electric and the transportation company. And I got a lot of mean and nasty letters about jumping on those dear utilities. Okay.
I'm going to be up here if I can add or subtract anything.
He may need you to subtract
something.
Well,
now, on this March 2nd, did you mark the calendar and we'll see Margaret?
You'll be getting an invitation in the mail, too, to remind you and to tell you where it is.
Margaret, we want her to meet, what's her name?
Dorothy Wright.
I know Dorothy Wright.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, we sure do.
Oh,
well, she was a good friend of my grandparents, and I saw her just on Tuesday. We belonged to the same women's club.
Oh, I'm so glad. We just love Dorothy.
Gilbert, of course, was as hard as nails, but just as solid as gold or silver. He was a wonderful person.
Yeah.
And the thing against him was that he was a very poor boy, and nobody expected anything of him, and he ended up one of the richest men in Woodville.
Yeah.
So, of course, that was against him. But we've been with him, and his greatest ambition was to be district governor of Rotary. He was district governor of Rotary and was in Boca Raton, where Morgan and I had been 8 or 9, 10 years before, and died, and never got to put on the district governor's pin.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
And it was so dear. Had he been able to live for 2 more weeks, he could have come on back. He'd have taken his oath of office.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was his goal. But no.
Oh, my
Margaret?
Goodness.
This Boca Raton meeting is the training. That's
for district governor.
For the district governor. Yeah. Oh, isn't that a shame?
Yeah,
Okay, we'll call on you. All righty. Now, we're going to have to get serious here. I have a gap in your 1982 tape that I think has just got to be filled in. And so I'm going to ask you to help me fill it in. It's the transition between page 11 and page 12. And it's so interesting, and it somehow got left out here. I hope you can help me fill it in. A letter came back from FHA to the manager saying, tell that delegation from Dieball the project is going to be approved. In Washington, the president was very much interested in this program, but some of the old-timers in these offices were just a little bit reluctant. They didn't have the same idea of what home ownership meant in the way of good, solid, substantial citizens. Somebody down at the White House probably called and said, look, this is the... Now, can you complete the sentence?
I was appointed by Kennedy with the help of Margaret's brother, and also the fact that I had been manager of the Lumbermen's Association of Texas, manager of the insurance exchange. I knew insurance, and I knew building, and that's FHA. FHA.
Perfect, huh?
Perfect follow-through.
Yeah.
And What follows that, Megan?
What follows it doesn't seem to fit. It says, there were all built later, and they're duplex style, aren't they? And then you go on to talk about the rental houses that were duplex style. Anyway, it may have been just a few words lost. It was the anecdote about actually getting the approval from Washington. That's when... when you called Ralph Yarbrough and you said, we've got a project down here, it's worthy, it's been approved by all the technical people, Temple is ready to go, we're ready to go, but somebody up there is holding it up. Before we left, we got a call from Washington, not to me, not to Doug back from the senator, but from FHA to the manager saying, the project is going to be approved. Anyway, this is really a minor point, and I think we can leave it.
I think... it was this project right over here with all those houses. Walter Allen. You see, that was a most unusual project because they organized a separate corporation, as you know, and Arthur sold the lots, $500 each, I think it was. And the corporation borrowed the money so to speak, from FHA. And the construction was done by people here. The people out of my office, the architects, came up and approved all mm-hmm. of the plans. Mm-hmm. And those little houses in Walter Island are well-built. They're yes. well-built houses. And Washington, I'm trying to think, they may have hoped something could be worked out, but no, that was 221D3 program. They were in hopes maybe it'd be worked out, like maybe the final ownership, if they had to be taken back, would belong to FHA, because FHA has taken back a lot of property. But Megan, it's made a lot of profit out of some of the property that it took back. And we were not in the building business and housing business to make a profit, because if we took a house back and then if we repaired it and sold it, all we got was what we paid for the house and the repairs, and if there was any excess, and sometimes at $300, $400, $500, it went back to the original owner. And under this 221D3, when these loans are paid off, the property will belong to the city of Dybal. And I was trying to say, I think someplace in there I did say that.
Yes, uh-huh.
But someplace right in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's
read it again and let me see if I can complete
okay.
it.
Just this business about the old timers didn't have the same idea of what home ownership meant in the way of good, solid, substantial citizens. Somebody down at the White House probably called and said, look, this is the... What I imagine is something like...
I think it must have been something... This is the kind of a project...
Exactly, that's what
the
I
...the president is interested in promoting.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Yeah, that was what I was hoping it would be, because that would fit in very well with what you said earlier, that the president actually was looking for some situation to crystallize this project and spearhead it in East Texas and maybe for other parts of the country. And it turned out that conditions were just right here.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
And, well, that's all it could be that I can think of right here, Megan.
Yeah. Well,
that it would be because...
That's fine.
You say I go to another subject?
Yeah. Then you talk about duplex rental housing after that. That'll be fine. Let me, though, get you to tell me about Walter Allen himself.
I don't know. I don't know. He was an old black here and employed by the company, and somebody in the company could tell you that.
Well, as I understand, he was the first black in management. Is that true?
For the company?
For the company. I think I remember that's what it was. Is there any...
I think I paid very little attention to the naming of the mm-hmm. project for an individual. Now, I may have met him.
Okay.
I didn't even meet the first black.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Walter Allen was something like a school teacher or something like that. I think he was a good citizen.
I'm going to have to look up my notes on that.
I really don't recall. I was more interested in Mr. Temple's support and reaction and what he was agreeable to doing.
Yes.
Than the name. The name didn't mean much to me.
Uh-huh.
But as I recall... They said, this is a good man. It's up to them to name it. I mean,
sure.
I had no authority as uh-huh. director of the Housing yeah. Administration. I had no authority to name it. And so we just took Walter Allen.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, if you'll let me, to go back to this question of the consonance between the philosophies of Kennedy and the philosophies of Arthur Temple. Arthur Temple has just made an immense... humanitarian and also political step forward in East Texas, as far as I'm concerned, in saying that people should have the dignity of owning their own houses. They should not live under what was basically a feudal system. Would you like to talk about the philosophies of those two men and also how it fitted in with your own philosophy?
Yes, I think I could say something like when President Kennedy appointed me director of the Federal Housing Administration, his philosophy was made very clear, and that was that we should be in position, and we should desire to help those who wanted to help themselves, especially in the field of better home conditions, because the president knew that home conditions would be much improved if the individual is living in not only a home they owned, but in one that was built for their purpose. Now, these were rent. Well, there was a provision in there, I recall. There was a provision in there that whoever resided in one of those homes could, if they wanted to, buy that property. When the federal loan was paid off, they could buy the property.
Now, what year did that policy start? 61?
No. Well, yes, the policy started, but we didn't get started on Walter Allen until when?
I forget. I'll have to look that up.
Is this Walter Allen?
Yes.
Does it say in here?
I've got this copy of the same thing I'm looking for. 65, it says, with a 40-year loan.
Okay. 65.
Yeah. So, and 61 was the original Housing Act.
That was the original. That was when I was appointed.
Yeah.
But we didn't get started on this then until 63 or 64, did we?
Apparently not.
It took a long time to get it to moving.
Yeah.
But, well, wait a minute. Maybe I'd better start saying that in 63 or 64.
Mm-hmm. Got started here.
Well, 221D3, as I think I said, I came to Dieball. I don't remember when. And I talked it over with Stubby. And then we went over to Arthur Temple's office. And I told him what it was, about the 40-year and about the local corporation and about the good houses that could be built and long-term payout. And he said, Stubby, you get with Neil and you stay with him until you learn all about this and this program. I want it. And
Stubby must have already known that Arthur Temple was thinking along those lines.
He might have. Mm-hmm. He might have. But Arthur's usually just a wee bit ahead of everybody, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was so enthusiastic because I had been other places and I couldn't get anybody interested in it. Long term, and form their own corporation. They'd own the property when it was paid out. Uncle Sam was just guaranteeing that the property would be built, be available, and of course, rentable. Oh, I don't know whether it was a provision of the law or whether it was agreed between Arthur and myself that for every one of these new houses that would be built, one would be torn down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been Arthur's proposition, mm-hmm. which for any kind of cooperation like that made me stronger. You know, even in my staff, I had a bunch of Republicans there in Houston who resented my being brought in over their head. And some of them just were not, our program had kind of stalled. They just really weren't interested in President Kennedy's program.
Mm.
But I was. Mm-hmm. And this is the first place that 221D3 got started.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, several places, and I wish I knew now in East Texas where they were, but even after I went out of Deep East Texas or FHA, those projects would be growing. I think Woodville has one similar to this.
Yes, I believe it's that one on Pecan Street, isn't it?
Gilbert and myself talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in this interview, you list Cleveland, Silsby, Center, and quite a few other, San Augustine.
Mm-hmm. I guess I should add Woodville.
You've got Woodville in here, too.
Is Woodville in there?
Yeah.
Well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who did you, so you worked with Gilbert on that? Or,
yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think Gilbert was the first chairman of the housing authority down there, wasn't he?
I see. I don't know.
I think he was.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's okay. How I got acquainted with him, and in Rotary.
Well, you have been involved with so many interlocking organizations. They were not formally interlocking, but the work that they ended up doing fitted together very nicely. This business about the Lumbermen's Association, the Rotary, Young Democrats, and so forth.
But in the Lumbermen's Association, one of my ambitions was to get out to all of our members plans. You see, at the time I was manager of the Lumbermen's Association of Texas, there were very few architects and there were very few places where you could go and get plans. I remember an old firm by the name of Garling House. And our ambition was to get a house that would cost no more than $3,000 to be built.
Yes.
And we worked and we worked. And I got a bunch of plans and sent them out to all of my members. So when I went in FHA, I had all of this background and I really knew who was interested in humanity in all of these communities. And I'd been in touch with Arthur way back there. I came up to see Arthur's father. See, I was manager of the Lumbermen's Association of Texas in 35 to 40. And I came up here with my president, Lamar Forrest from La Mesa, and Arthur's father. And I don't know where Arthur was that day, but Arthur's father and my president had a long talking, and Henry Temple was a student of the war between the states. And I had just finished reading that 5-volume about Robert E. Lee. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we talked housing 1 minute that day. I think Henry and I, we went to lunch, and I think Henry and I talked, the others talked the business. But I guess I knew when I went in FHA, after having this experience contacting with Arthur's father and his uncle, Henry, I guess I knew that my best bet was going to be here. But, Megan, I didn't take advantage of it until I had been rebuffed. I had no reason to come to Diboll. It's a small, you know. Mm-hmm. I thought Lufkin, Nacogdoches, Silsbee, some of these other towns over here, Livingston, and Cleveland. But I got cold shoulders everywhere until I came here. And from then on, really, when I came to East Texas, I'd stay right here. Well, they didn't have many motels up here then, but there was one over here in Lufkin where I'd stay. And I made this my head, not headquarters.
Because of the reception you got.
Because of the reception. And then when they were got to looking for an executive director of the Deep East Texas Council of Governments, my name came up, and I guess I was so enthusiastic about it that I resigned FHA. Of course, if I'd stayed with FHA a few more years, my retirement now would be very substantial. Mm-hmm. But I was interested in this challenge.
Yeah. Can I get you to hold still just a minute?
Mm-hmm. And it's in 89 miles. Later, it's down yonder at the mouth of the Gulf of Mexico. It's not a big river.
Well, I'm sure pleased that I had a chance to visit you here in Diboll before you get down there.
Well, we might want you to come down and visit us anyhow. That might be.
Well, I'd like to ask you another question. You have been accused of mixing religion and politics, and you agree that, yes, you mix religion and politics. And
how did you find that out?
It's in that interview that you did with Becky.
Oh.
Yeah, and I admire your answer, and I wonder if you'd like to talk a little bit more about that. Just about everything I'm learning about some of the people who've made a difference in East Texas
has eventually gone back to their religious beliefs and training.
Is that right, Megan?
Yes, I'm thinking particularly of T.L.L. Temple and his Christian Science beliefs, mm-hmm. which were deeply humanitarian, and he was committed to the work ethic, partly because of his religious background. In fact, the man who owned the land here from which T.L.L. Temple bought the original 7,000 acres was a devout Presbyterian, very involved in his religion, and was energized, in a sense, by that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you'd like to talk about East Texas and religious background and so forth, and development, humanitarian ideas.
Well, you know, Megan, that has almost been my life's work. When I went to Mount Pleasant as matter of the Chamber of Commerce,
mm-hmm.
our big project was getting natural gas in.
Mm-hmm.
And then our big project was, since all of that area up there was a one crop farming area,
cotton.
And that was cotton, and we struck out and built a milk plant.
Yes.
In Mount Pleasant. And it wasn't but a few years, and we did what, it didn't cost much money then,